It all started on Black Friday.
Yeah, we were getting, I heard an explosion, something blew up, but I don't see any smoke, I don't see any fires, I don't see any flames.
Joe Sastry is director of Groton's Office of Emergency Management.
Services, when they were, driving through the neighborhoods trying to locate something, found a lot of people standing out in their front yards, kind of looking around, neighbors talking, what's going on. But nobody actually saw anything.
The mystery remained throughout the holiday weekend, but then came an answer: low-level earthquakes in southeastern Connecticut, which are fairly common. Sastry says there were no injuries and no reports of property damage. He says the earthquakes occurred about 2 kilometers below the surface, pretty much directly beneath the Best Eaten Donut Shop on Route 117 in Groton.
Has anyone talked to anyone in the donut shop?
No, I haven't. I assume they're still open because when I went by this morning, there still had a line of cars out there. So they're fine.
But why the noises? For that, I called up Justin Starr. Starr is a research assistant at the Weston Observatory at Boston College, which monitored the earthquake. He says seismic energy from earthquakes produce P waves, which move by compressing whatever medium they travel through.
So when the P wave hits the Earth's surface, it causes the Earth's surface to fluctuate rapidly up and down, very, very quickly.
Basically, Starr says the ground mimics the diaphragm of a speaker, amplifying the frequency of seismic energy, which is low, but high enough for humans to hear.
It's like boom, 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 boom.
He also thinks micro-earthquakes might explain the Moodus noises, mysterious pops that have taken on mythical status in Connecticut folklore. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.